AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The CDC's decision to shorten the recommended coronavirus isolation and quarantine period from 10 days to 5 draws criticism from some medical experts who are raising concerns that the changes could cause confusion. California, the first state to record more than 5 million known coronavirus infections, the caseload just ahead of other large states. Texas has had more than 4.4 million. Florida tops 3.9 million. The mayor of Orange County, Florida, home to Orlando, Disney World, and other major theme parks, says Governor Ron DeSantis has been a no-show when it comes to the current surge in cases. Mayor Jerry Demings says the recent moves by DeSantis and the state legislature to restrict masks and vaccine requirements have hamstrung local governments as the numbers jump. Demings and other local leaders are also asking if the state plans on paying for and increasing the number of rapid testing sites, which are being overwhelmed. On foot or in cars, people across the country are packing the testing sites. Ellis Seck tells Philadelphia's WPBI-TV that he wants to get tested to see if he can get back to work.
I was looking for a test about a week ago. This is like the first test I've had since a week now. I have symptoms, so I just wanted to make sure before I could go back to work. That's all. Make sure I'm like okay to head back to work.
A shooting suspect now blamed for 5 deaths in the Denver area after he led police on a chase through the city into the suburbs last night. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin says the man was known to police but never faced serious charges.
These previous investigations took place in 2020 and early 2021. They will be part of this ongoing investigation.
The man reportedly shot and killed 2 women in a shop on a downtown Denver street, killed a man in the city, and a second man in suburban Lakewood. A Lakewood police officer was wounded before the suspect was shot and killed by other police. This is AP News. 4 men said to be members of the radical right-wing Proud Boys group lose their effort to dismiss charges from the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The AP's Ed Donahue reports a federal judge in Washington didn't buy their claim that their alleged plotting was protected speech.
The 4 men claim their conduct is protected by the First Amendment right to free speech, but federal judge Timothy Kelly countered they are not charged with anything nonviolent, like burning flags, wearing black armbands, or taking part in a mere sit-in or protest. The 4 men remain in jail with the trial set for May. The indictment claims on January 6th, several Proud Boys followed a crowd of people who breached barriers at the pedestrian entrance to the Capitol grounds and got in after the mob smashed windows and forced open doors. One Proud Boy member, Matthew Green, pleaded guilty and has agreed to cooperate with authorities. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.